I'm Madeline.
I'm Lily.
I'm Shannon.
And let's play a song. This one is called Rabbit.
Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Bonnie North. A couple of months ago, we introduced you to the music of sisters Lily and Madeline Jerkowitz, the indie duo called Lily and Madeline. We heard from the Indiana-based musicians ahead of their show at Colectivo's back room in Milwaukee. They also promised to stop by and play a few songs for us when they made it back to town.
Lily and Madeline made good on that promise and offered a few songs, including one from their 2014 album Fumes called Rabbit.
Just waiting for the last note to fade away. Lily and Madeline and Rabbit in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. Thank you so much. Welcome to all of you, Lily, Madeline, and Shannon.
Yeah, thank you.
When did you start making music together?
Professionally, about 4 years ago. But Lily and I are sisters, so we've been singing together our whole lives.
Your whole lives. So,
yeah.
what was the youngest you remember? I mean, you're a couple years older?
I'm just about 2 years older than Lily. So we're pretty close in age. And I mean, I would say like when Lily was first born, I would sing lullabies to her with my
mom.
Yeah,
there's like some home video of us singing at the piano with our mom when I was like, I was bald. I mean, I don't know how old I was, but yeah.
Were you in tune at least?
I don't think so.
When did it become something that you really decided to pursue though? I mean, before you were professionals, but when you really decided to, our voices sound pretty good together.
I mean, we've both loved to sing forever, and we both love music so much. So it was always something that I kind of wanted to do as a career, but never really thought that I would or could. I don't know why I thought that. I just thought I'd go to college and become a writer or something instead. But then Lily and I started singing together, and it didn't seem like that much of a big deal at the time. But we met a producer through a family friend, and he thought it was a big deal. So we took his word for it, and then we decided to try writing our own music together.
Well, talk about the encouragement that you got, because it's one thing for a producer to say, you know, you sound good together, but it's another thing to like jump in with both feet and say, this is, you know, I'm gonna cast my lot in with music and college maybe down the road.
Well, that's definitely all thanks to our parents, who were always very supportive. They let me drop out of high school halfway through my junior year, which I never thought they would let me do. But yeah, they've just always had our best interest, and they've always been watching out for us. And our dad is a lawyer, so that helps with like contracts and stuff. But yeah, we're just so lucky to have them.
Who broached the idea of dropping out of high school?
Our manager at the time did, and I was kind of impartial. Like, I wanted to work on music full time, but I also didn't think that I would actually be able to drop out. And, like, you know, if I did drop out, I didn't think I would ever be able to go to college or anything like that. So it was just, like, a lot of stuff I hadn't thought about before. But, yeah, we all decided on the same day that it would be okay. It was, like, September of my junior year. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
And it did work out, Lily. You got your GED.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Since then, we have taken some college courses at Indiana University. So we're not failures in the educational realm.
Well, we were talking about this over Skype mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago, that you kind of end up with a degree in life in a way.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like we've learned so much from the experiences we've had just through writing, recording, and touring as musicians. I mean, we own our own business technically. This is how we make money and how we support ourselves. And college will always be there if we'd like to return in a few years. But right now, this is working out pretty well.
Are there common misconceptions that people have about sisters making music together? Do you get people often getting something wrong about the dynamic of this group?
Yeah, people always ask us, like, if we fight, and we don't fight. And also one bummer about that is that we do have very different personalities, but that doesn't really come through in our music. So hopefully with the next couple of records, we'll be able to, like, show more differences between us.
Shannon, what did it take to be willing to be a part of a group that has two sisters at its heart?
Well, I've never had siblings, obviously. I mean, if you don't now, then you never did. But I guess, I don't know. Anyway, I just really don't know anything about it. So it's been kind of interesting I didn't really think about that so much when I joined the group. They just seem to get along so well.
I feel like Shannon is one of our sisters now.
Yeah.
We're all pretty close.
Closest thing I have to sisters. So.
But there's not a lot of unspoken stuff that you have to break through in a dynamic.
Oh, actually, it has been a little bit educational as far as, like, siblings. They're a real force of nature, I've noticed. I'm kind of jealous I don't have one now because, like, there's so much, whether they're conscious of it or not, but when you're talking to them, like, you know that you're talking to two people who can read each other's minds. And it's just I know in the beginning it was, like, slightly intimidating because I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know what I'm dealing with here. But just one of me and two of them. So I don't know. But I mean, I don't think about that anymore.
Talk about the division of labor, because I gather, Lily, you are primarily the songwriter and Madeline primarily the business person.
Well, that's a recent dynamic, mm-hmm. I think. We've always, you know, been very involved, both of us very involved in the writing. But over the past, like, year and a half, we've had to take up more of the business aspect just because we've gotten bigger as a group, as a company. And Madeline has done a really great job with that, and I probably should work harder with that. But there's so many emails, I'm like, I just want to write songs.
No, of course, and I mean, someday we'll get to a point where we'll have other people to, like, mess with that stuff, and we can just sit around and write and be like artists. But right now, it's not that simple, and we do have to take control of every aspect of the business and of the creative side. But that makes me feel really empowered, so I like it.
And it's really important for artists today, I think, especially. More people need to be in charge of their careers.
You have three albums in the span of three or four years. When does the writing take place? Because you are, you know, you're also touring a lot. And I mean, what's the labor like for you?
Well, recently, I don't know. I just kind of write whenever I have, like, spare time or, like, alone time. But over the past few years, we just wanted to get a lot of albums out. We had, like, a lot of stuff to say.
We would write in bursts, too. Yeah. We would get together with our friend and co-writer, Kenny Childers, and, you know, each of us would maybe have, like, a song idea, and then we'd write, like, three songs in 2 hours, and we would just keep going and going until we were like, well, maybe we can turn this into the next record. But since then, it's kind of slowed down a bit because we're focusing more on touring, and we really want to be very conscious of this next project that we go into. So it hasn't been so much like bursts of writing. It's more like a slow process of inspiration, gathering inspiration.
I feel like we ought to hear something from it. The song you played for us first was off your second album, Fumes. But this next song you're going to play for us is from the new record. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to play next, and let's hear it.
Sure. This next song is off of Keep It Together, and it's called Small Talk.
What do I say when he says nothing at all? Don't wanna fall into a well with no water, 10 stories tall. I know that you're not one for small talk. It's hard to get across just what we want. Unsettling, just how aware I am of my heartbeat. So it's hard to get across just what we want. Incoming call, what do I say when he says no? Stories tall. I know that you're not one for small talk. It's hard to get across just what we want. I know that you're not one for small talk. It's hard to get across just what we want. A small talk. A small talk. A small talk. A small talk.
That's great.
Thanks.
Small talk, Lily and Madeline in the Lake Effect Performance Studio. And, you know, the mandolin adds such a different sound. I mean, you know, the recording, it's a cool, chill, indie sound to the whole album. And yet when you add the mandolin to it. So when it comes to, you were actually talking about this, the three albums that you have all have kind of a different sound to them, you know, distinct from each other. How do you conceive of that sound? I mean, you must be conscious of image. What are we going to try to accomplish with this album? Do you set out saying this is going to be our album that sounds like X or Y, or is it just an organic process?
I personally have just thought of it like, let's get this record out this year. These are the songs we have. Let's just do it. But looking back, I think the first record is very like light and young and fun. And the second record feels very frantic to me. And the third one, I think, is the most confident. And it's my favorite, probably because it's the newest. But yeah,
it was kind of the product of just jamming above their garage for about a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah, so it's more of a band effort. Keep It Together is.
Who do you see as your heroes who have gone before you?
Well, I love artists who are just really, really good at what they do, writing wise, and with their instrument, and with their like their public image and their branding and whatnot. One of my heroes and one of the first people I ever saw in concert was Ben Folds, and he's actually on our record label New West, which is so wonderful to be able to call him our label mate. He's just so talented and really good at what he does. He knows exactly who he is as an artist. I would also say that Regina Spektor is another one that I really admire. Lily, do you have any?
I was actually going to say Regina also. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like one of the first artists that I listened to like a lot back in middle school.
Shannon?
Oh, the list is kind of long. Yeah. And pretty diverse. Like I say, we were kind of discussing before the show why I started playing cello is actually my main instrument. And I started playing cello because when I was three, I heard Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. And I also saw Björk on TV with the Icelandic String Octet. So people who have taken traditional instruments and used them in very innovative ways are always a kind of a heroes to me. But my solo show is all about kind of like electronics and strings. So that's kind of where I get my inspiration from.
And you're playing mandolin in the studio, but you play cello on Keep It Together, right?
Cello and guitar and strings, yeah.
Well, and so was it your influence that brought cello to this, or was this something that the two of you thought of? And
I actually met their producer just shortly before I met Lily and Madeline, and I was doing a live radio broadcast from his studio with my own show, and we just had 15 minutes to spare. I had just met him. That was literally the first night I met him, and we had 15 minutes to spare before we went on air. And he's like, you know, I'm working with these two girls by the name of Lily and Madeline, and they need some cello. So I was like, and the rest was history. So.
Did you know you needed some cello?
No.
No, well, because this was our first EP. This was like years ago. And I think we did have some fake strings on the track already.
Yeah, they had some fake strings that they wanted to replace. So,
Well, and the rest is history then.
Yeah, and now we have this amazing relationship with Shannon. She's been on all of our records and she's toured with us for years. So it's really wonderful.
What are you listening to in the tour van these days? Or the tour car, or
mostly
the tour
podcasts.
Yeah, podcasts.
I noticed that you have Ira and Jad and Robert out there, which is super cool. We were just listening to some Radiolab on the way up here, actually. But music-wise, I suppose that's a more interesting answer.
Podcasts are interesting too.
Oh, totally.
Especially
totally.
When they're public radio podcasts.
Absolutely. Music-wise. I've been listening to Ariana Grande's new album because I just love pop. Also, there's this girl, Flo Morrissey, who's on Glassnote. She released her debut record a year ago, and it's just very, like, beautiful and sweeping and, like, innocent and, like, summery. So I've been listening to that. Lily and Shannon, what are you guys into?
I've been listening to Tame Impala and Beach House mostly. Because those are the only CDs I have in my car right now. So.
Very chill summer vibes there. Well, I've been spending quite a bit of time the past couple weeks at my farm in southern Illinois, where I have a turntable and my record collection. By mine, I mean some of mine and mostly my dad's. So I've been listening to the B-side of Abbey Road by the Beatles a ton. And then also I have this massive collection of classical records I was given to by my first ever cello student, who was 86. She had this very extensive, amazing, just like box sets of just music from like, some of it was like music from found sounds from Japan. And then some of it was like from the Baroque era, and it comes with reading material. And I was so I've been trying to listen to that.
Wow, I kind of want to check out your record collection.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
Well, and along those lines, are the three of you able to sit there and listen to Keep It Together as a finished record? Do you ever do that?
I would. I'm not disgusted by my own voice anymore.
I sometimes listen back just to refresh myself, especially if we're about to go on tour. Mostly like to refresh the lyrics and the tone of the song because when we're in the studio like this, when it's more stripped down, the vibe of the song is very different than the vibe on the record. So I'll just go back and listen occasionally to see, you know, where my head should be when I'm playing that song instead of where it actually is in the studio. I don't know, maybe that's bad because I'm not like in the moment, but I'm trying to like imagine the song in my mind.
Have any of you ever been in like Walgreens or Meijer or something and a Lily and Madeline song comes on?
No, I've never accidentally heard one of my songs. I get like Snapchats from my friends all the time saying like, oh, you're playing in Starbucks, but I've never heard it myself.
I've heard For the Week, one of the singles off Keep It Together. I heard that on the radio once on my way to church.
Be a good way to start the day.
Yeah.
Well, this was not the start of the day, but the start of your tour anyway. We're thrilled to have you here, Lily, Madeline, Shannon. Thanks so much for coming in. Hope we'll see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. You. Thanks for having us.
And what are you going to take us out with?
This last song is from our first album, and it's called Paradise. To paradise.
Lily and Madeline Jerkowitz, along with Shannon Hayden, playing in Lake Effect's performance studio and talking with Mitch Tyke. Our studio session was engineered by John Strelecki.
Lily and Madeline will be back in town for a show in support of Brett Denon at the Pabst Theater in October.